Welcome to the deep dive. You sent over this really interesting piece from Double Dome about, taking a traditional brick and mortar business online, setting up e-commerce.
Yeah, exactly. It's a topic that comes up a lot these days.
Right. So I thought today we could kind of unpack why this is such a, well, such an important step for businesses now.
Definitely. And maybe what those first considerations should be right out of the gate.
Perfect. So the core idea, I guess, from the article is just how much the internet has changed things.
Absolutely. It's fundamental. It's not just like another channel. It's changed how people interact with businesses, full stop.
So it's not just having a website anymore, like a digital brochure.
No, not at all. It's
Yeah.
knowing that people are actively, researching online first, constantly,
And buying online too.
and
Yeah.
increasingly buying online. Yeah. Think about the convenience factor. That's huge.
Right. You're on your couch, you look something up.
Maybe you order it right then and there. It shows up at your door.
Yeah.
Compare that to,
Getting in the car, finding parking, the crowds.
Exactly. All that hassle. If you're not online, you're just invisible to a whole chunk of potential customers who prefer that ease.
Okay, so that's the customer side.
Yeah.
But what about the business owner? The article mentions it can actually simplify things. That seems a bit counterintuitive at first.
It does, yeah, because setting it up feels like a big task, maybe complicated.
Right, more work initially.
But the long-term view, which the Double Dome piece touches on, is interesting. It's about potential simplification and definitely growth.
Okay, talk more about that simplification. How does adding online sales potentially mean less hassle later?
Well, it's about how it can shift your operations. I mean, think about overheads.
Like rent, staff.
Exactly. Depending on how much you lean into e-commerce, you might see lower costs associated with a physical store. Or, staffing needs for certain transactions might decrease.
Ah, okay. So less physical footprint, maybe fewer staff needed for purely online orders.
Potentially, yeah. And that directly impacts your profit margins, especially as you scale up and reach more people.
Which brings us to reach. That's a big one.
Huge. You're not just selling to people who can walk into your store anymore.
But the article really stresses getting it right from the beginning, doesn't it? It's not just about throwing up any website.
Oh, absolutely critical. It emphasizes that your e-commerce site needs to be functional, like really user-friendly.
Easy to navigate, find stuff.
Find stuff, add it to the cart, check out securely, all of that. A bad site, one that's clunky or confusing, it'll just push people away fast.
Which kind of leads naturally to this idea of maybe getting professional help. Like the article mentions Double Dome, the Atlanta company,
Yeah.
investing in web design.
Right. And that can feel like a big cost up front, for sure.
Yeah, sticker shock maybe.
But you got to look at it, I think, as an investment, not just an expense. A well-designed site built by people who understand online retail, people who know how to convert a visitor into a customer. That platform can start paying for itself pretty quickly. It becomes a revenue engine.
That makes sense. It's interesting, though, the article seemed to suggest the reach it gives you is almost more valuable than the design itself, or at least equally important.
Well, they're connected, but yeah, that point about reach is transformative. Think about it. A physical store has geographic limits, hard limits.
Right, you serve your local area, maybe people who travel to you.
E-commerce just blows those limits away. Suddenly, your customer could be anywhere, across the state, across the country, maybe even international.
Wow, okay. That's a completely different scale.
It's exponential growth potential that a physical location just can't match on its own. So, yeah, the design needs to be good to capture the sale, but the opportunity comes from reaching that vastly wider
So
audience.
for everyone listening, the takeaway is really think about what reaching beyond your town or city could mean.
Yeah, what new possibilities open up?
And if you're considering that first step, maybe reflect on what's the most crucial initial move for your business to get that effective online presence working towards your specific goals. Is it the platform,
Yeah.
the design, the marketing strategy? Lots to think about.
Definitely a lot to consider to get it right from the start.